absolutely delighted. You know that we're facing into to an Ulster final now, and just I suppose hearing you saying it at the start of the show there, you know that we're having a date on the 17th of July was fantastic, and hopefully now we can push on and win our first Ulster title in 19 years. I think it's a long, long time not to have a title to come to the county, and we will be, I suppose, trying to do everything in our power now to make sure that we can take that cup back to Donegal Town on the 17th.
In fairness to Tyrone, if they'd have taken their chances, Jim, they could have had you dead and buried at half-time yesterday.
Oh, without a doubt, Charlie. I suppose the first 25 minutes or so, it was, I think I mentioned it yesterday on the radio, it was a masterclass, really. And I was at the Ulster final last year against Monaghan, and there was a lot of similarities with the way they were playing, you know, the pace and the composure and the skill level of the players, and I suppose the experience more than anything. And although we were very fit ourselves, you know, and probably, you know, stronger towards the end of the game, definitely the experience of the Tyrone team was very, very evident early in the game. And you know, we were pinned to, you know, our collars, to be honest with you, early in the game.
Yeah.
But I suppose on a number of occasions this year, you know, we've been in difficult situations. You know, Sligo in the league, we got a bad start against Tyrone and Oma. We got a bad start against Derry and Celtic Park, you know. And we haven't started well in the championship games either. But on each of them occasions, we I suppose got the courage from somewhere to keep battling away and chipping away at it, and we end up getting the right result at the end of it. You know, so we're very, very happy with that trait that's within the team.
Yeah, Colin McFadden had a relatively quiet game yesterday compared to the standards that he set for himself in 2011. But the move of the match, Donegal's first goal, and the way he finished it showed great composure and, of course, great experience, Jim.
Definitely, Charlie. Like, I mean, the goals were very, very key to the whole thing, you know. But I suppose, looking at it generally, you'd have to say that, you know, our full back line and our half back line done a very, very good job yesterday, and they were very, very solid. And a lot of the Tyrone, I suppose, Tyrone's top players were substituted, you know, towards the end of the game, and that was testimony to the job they'd done. I thought the boys competed very well, particularly in the second half, and Michael kicked a very important point from play just after half time, you know, to get us going again, you know. But it was just great that I suppose that everything we spoke about at half time then, you know, started to click for us in the second half, and you know, they started believing in themselves more than anything, Charlie, you know, because
yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, they were going in against a team that had won 3 All-Irelands and 5 Ulster Championships, you know, 2 Ulster Championships and an All-Ireland in the last 3 years, and it was a pressure cooker situation, you know, and it was a very, very tense affair. And, you know, when you're in them situations as a young player, it's just a matter of trying to get through it and trying to get the right result. And thankfully, they held their heads, they dug deep in the second half, and they did get through it. And hopefully that the experience of all that will stand to them now moving forward, and they'll be able to use it in the same way Tyrone broke through in 2003. And have developed to the level that they're at now, experience-wise. We hope that yesterday will, I suppose, in some way start us all up and running, you know.
Yeah, another pressure cooker coming in 3 weeks' time, Jim, but we have plenty of time to talk about that. There is another issue, because the local club championship second leg matches are scheduled to go ahead next weekend, and obviously that's something you're looking very closely at, Jim, with this Ulster final coming up in 3 weeks' time. What's your position there? Obviously, I'm sure you'd be happier if the matches didn't go ahead. The county board will be looking at it and saying, well, we need to get these second legs played.
Yeah, well, Charlie, I suppose, like, from our perspective now, and I suppose the players' perspective as well, you know, we feel it's a long time since we've won an Ulster title, and we feel that this is a very good opportunity to win it, and we would like our preparation now to run very, very smoothly. And I suppose if the championship does go ahead at the weekend, it leaves us, you know, this week's basically wrote off, and then you've got the following week then to prepare, and then you're into the week of the game, so it's not ideal at all. And you know, you have ties like Glenswally against Glenties, you know, maybe 6 or 7 players involved there, and it's winner takes all because it was a draw the last day, and other games as well that are on a knife edge, you know, and a lot of players involved. And I suppose after the last round, the first round, first leg, there was a lot of players came back injured, and a lot of players came back with fairly serious to medium knocks, you know, and we don't want that situation now. We want, I suppose, anybody that that has Donegal at their heart wants to see that cup coming into to Donegal Town in 3 weeks' time, you know, and that's our primary focus now. And we would like a situation where the path would be cleared for us now, just to focus on that solely, get a really good workout this week and the following week, and then taper down in the last week, you know. And I think that'll be very, very important for the management team and for the players as well.
Yeah, it was interesting listening to John Brennan of Derry after their victory over Armagh. He was without Gerard O'Kane, and he plainly pointed the finger at having to play in a club game as the reason for him not having Gerard O'Kane in that semi-final.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've no problem with league matches going ahead, you know, Charlie, but championship matches and league matches are worlds apart, you know, and the intensity level is worlds apart. And, you know, the stats do tell us that, you know, you pick up a significant amount of injuries, you know, and I suppose we're just now trying to get our full complement back on the pitch and back on the training pitch, and we're just starting to get there in relation to that now, and to push them into club championship now and force them into a situation now where they have to, I suppose, put the body on the line 100% for their club, and that's exactly what they're going to have to do, obviously. You know, it's not a great situation for us, and hopefully common sense will prevail and we'll see a situation where maybe we get a league game played instead of the championship, and maybe the championship postponed until after the Ulster final, and hopefully that will be the case, and we'll totally focus then on Derry and trying to win this match.